Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Kiana Crute on the line with me. She has a new single called I Am Your Music. And Kiana, tell us how you came up with the title of the song, I Am Your Music.
Oh man, I came up with this title. My nephew came to me and he was like, basically, Auntie, last night God gave me some chords. He didn't give me anything else, just some chords, and he told me to give them to you. And he gave them to me, and I told him, okay. And I got on the piano, I started working through the chords, and God started downloading a sound. And so I started creating the sound. My nephew pulled up the studio session, started recording me into the session, and then started building on it. And then as I walked out to the kitchen just to grab something to drink to come back to the studio, God started downloading the words to me. And he just reminded me of a prophecy that I got years ago. The prophet, the woman of God that spoke into my life, she said the reason why the enemy has attacked your voice and your body the way that he did is because you took his job. You are music. You're built like him in the spirit. Ooh. You know, you're built with pipes and organs and strings. Like, that's how you are spiritually. And so he attacked you because you are music. You are worship. And God just began to download all the words to me. It was really pretty simple. And that's pretty much how I get all my songs. He downloads the words, and then I just continue to write for what he gave me.
Wow, I love that. And now I understand why you have that voice that I was talking about, that you have such a boldness in your voice. Like, I can hear it. And that's what really attracted me to your music, because I was like, who is this, you know, tiny girl with this big old voice? You know, just out here singing like that. What is going on? Congratulations on your new project. You know, congratulations on this new project. And you have a lot of wonderful titles. You have a previous album. Tell us about that, and which song was one of your favorites or more profound of a download from the Lord?
Oh, man. Well, my previous album is called Created to Worship. The title song is definitely one of my favorites because it breaks down some of the things that I went through and how it was just a press for me to really get in the presence of God and do this for him for real and it not be performance. But I think the song that impacted me the most on that album, it's probably going to be a song called Touch My Heart. Mm-hmm. And in that song, I just talk about how I'm messed up and I need help. Like, I want to change, you know, I'm ready to change. But God, if you don't do it, it's not going to be done. You're the only person that can do it. You know,
yes,
I need
ma'am.
More love. I need more joy. I need more patience. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I need, you know, I need help. And the only way it's going to be done is if you do it. And that's probably the song that has impacted me the most. And probably the song that my ministry requests the most.
How did you choose to be a gospel artist, inspirational singer, instead of being an R&B singer with that signature voice you have that I love so much, unless you have a mixtape out there that I don't know about?
No, man, I don't. I honestly did not choose to sing gospel music. I didn't choose to sing at all.
Oh, okay.
I was a basketball player. Yeah,
oh,
I was
okay.
A baller. So I wanted to play ball, and I wanted to move overseas because I love to travel. So my goal was to get out of school, play ball in college, and end up overseas. I had no desire to sing. Singing was what my mother and my sister did.
Uh-huh.
I traveled behind them, backing them up, and I only sung because my mother threatened me to beat me if I didn't. So singing was not my thing. But when basketball did not work out for me, I sunk into a very heavy depression. I was already depressed, but it kind of got worse.
Oh, okay.
And I just kind of was living. And one day, God dealt with me, and he spoke to me and told me this is what I was going to be doing. And at first, I was like, I'm not going to be doing that. I don't want to be no hypocrite Christian
right.
in church. I don't, you know, that's not my thing. I don't like to be in front of people. I'm already struggling with my vocal cords. because I was already having vocal issues at the time. And I was like, I know I ain't supposed to be singing. And God was like, no, that's what you're going to be doing. And, you know, years later, I started getting prophecies about the music ministry. And I'd already been writing, because writing was one of the ways I dealt with the depression that I was going through. But years later, God started sending prophets, and they started ministering to me. And it was one of those things like, you know, this is what God is asking you to do. Either you said you're saved, you said you live for God, you got to do what God is asking you to do. So that's how I ended up singing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like singing full time. Yeah. Right. It was a Lord thing.
I enjoy gospel music because it encourages our hearts, minds, our spirit, and especially now in these times, it's so needed. What's your process like when you're preparing a song for the listeners?
Honestly, every song that I get it from the Lord. I don't necessarily think about encouraging people.
Okay.
I think about the assignment. Because some people sing because, you know, it's something they always wanted to do. Some people sing because, you know, they have goals. Maybe they didn't make it in the secular industry, or maybe they just felt like, you know, they grew up in church. This is what they want to do. I sing because it's the call of God on my life. It's the assignment. I know that my music is for healing and deliverance. So I don't conjure up words. I don't try to make a hit record.
All I do
is live my life, wait on God to talk to me in my quiet time. He talks to me. He gives me songs. I wake up with songs. They ring in my dreams. They ring in my head while I'm walking. They ring in my head. I'll be leading praise and worship, and all of a sudden, a song will come through, and the band will have to just flow with me. Like, I just sing, and then I put it on paper. And so, it's not my message. It's God's message. My plan. It's God's plan. He knows what his people need. Right. I'm just an instrument. I'm just a tool. That's it.
Girl, I'm over here like, okay, holding myself together, because that was good. That was good. I mean... I never even heard anyone say anything like that before. And I've been interviewed many gospel artists, well known and not so known. And I mean, that salute to you for your obedience, because that's what obedience looks like, sounds like, guys. That's what it is. I love
Amen.
It.
Amen. And I think sometimes people, you know, you have a lover, you want to show them love, but you're doing it your way. God knows how he wants to be loved. Right. We just need to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that falls back in line with just having a relationship with him.
Amen.
With the creator, and admiring the creator more than the creation. I will never miss dropping a scripture line in there. But the new project that you're working on, do you have a title for the album yet?
Yeah, it is called I Am Your Music.
Oh, that's the title.
That's the name of that album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
So what's two other songs you're working on off of there that have some meaning, personal, or just, you're just like, God, that was good?
Amen. Well, you know what? If I'm honest, every song has a personal meaning, because every song was birthed through something, whether I was in pain, whether I was going through a lot of time, whether God was dealing with me about something. And so every song, I believe, came from someplace special. But there are definitely a few songs that stand out from that album when you said that to me. One of them is called Give You Praise.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is warfare. And it basically is just saying, it's a song of warfare called We Give You Praise. And the words say, no devil, no demon can stop my praise. And it goes, hallelujah, roar it like a lion out of a cage. Hallelujah, though we suffer violence, we still maintain a hallelujah. We give you praise. And it's basically saying, like, no devil's going to hijack my praise.
Come
like,
on.
It doesn't matter what I'm going through.
Come on.
No demon's going to hijack my praise.
Come
no
on.
Problem's going to hijack my praise. We praise. We praise. Like, it's nothing going to stop me from giving God what he deserves.
My God.
That song sticks out, and it's become an anthem at my church, you know.
Right.
And we roar it. We yell it.
Right,
Another
right,
song that
right.
Stands out is called We Cry Out, you know, and it's just talking about, you know, how it's just giving God everything. Like, so much praise, so much worship. And that's really what I'm all about. My job is to usher in his presence, you know, and I take my assignment very seriously.
Yeah,
so
I can tell.
Everything I write is about ushering in his presence, making sure that he can come into the atmosphere and do what he needs to do for the people.
Whew. Yeah, no, I love it. Now I understand the assignment. I love that. I feel mm-hmm. that in my spirit. I understand your assignment. Not only are you a worshiper and you get it in, but your music is diverse in its sound, right? So it's not all hymns and like I Am Your Music. At first, I thought it was a house music song because I love house music. So when I first heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I like this. I mean, let me just go and confess. I'm a former club girl. I have a radio station. I have a Christian radio station where we play the most diverse gospel because of, you know, just who I am. And it's like people, either you're going to like it or you don't. I appreciate every artist, even like yourself, who jump out there. And if that's what God gave you, and that's what God gave you. And guess what? We're going to play it on our station. The lyrics make it gospel to me. The lyrics make it inspirational to me. So help Amen. Me tell them the importance of the sound and as you said, the assignment to reach the masses.
Amen. Yeah, the thing about it is sometimes we do put God in a box, and don't get me wrong, I do think boxes are good at times. Right. But God has a way of taking things that the devil perverted and bringing it back to his
come self. On
creative music. And so God has a way of showing you who he really is and what his intention was for it. I do believe that people have taken it and perverted it.
Yes.
I do believe in demonic sounds.
Yes.
I'm not one of those people that is going to get on here and negate the fact that we are in a war, we are spirit beings, and we do deal with demons.
Right.
So I do believe that there is a demonic sound. I do believe that there are demonic sounds, and I teach on that. There are demonic chords, there are demonic patterns, but I also do believe that God is the original creator of the music, and this is a season where he's turning things back to the former, to the way they're supposed to be. And so every sound from the song, this whole song God gave me, the inspiration, the way it goes, I didn't conjure anything up. And so I believe that you can listen to a song like mine with the beats the way it is, and you can listen to a song that's similar, and you can hear the spirit of the Lord in mine, and you can hear the demonic flow in the other.
Oh.
So you just have to be you have to be discerning. You have to be able to discern, be a discerner of spirit. You have to be able to hear the sound of the Lord in the music. And it's very important for musicians that claim that they're living for God and they're doing this thing for God. You have to know the difference between the demonic sound and the holy sound.
Oh, my God. I was holding myself together again. That was excellent. Kiana, I'm glad you teach that. I'm glad you understand your assignment because we need you. You hear me? We need you. And now I understand why all the warfare was happening on this. But, you know, we know what's been going on. But, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Man. Oh, my goodness. The project you're working on now, I Am Your Music, is that an independent project or are you signed to a label?
Everything is independent.
I love
Everything
it.
Is God. If you don't do it, it ain't gonna be there.
See, this is what I love, because so is Urban Buzz Magazine. Well, I be like, I work for Jesus and Jesus alone. I'm blessed, and I know you feel the blessing of just relying on him and trusting him every step
oh my
of the
God.
Way. I mean, and it's scary because sometimes you're just like, okay, I need that by tomorrow. And for him to always show up, you know, I was sharing with a friend, like, you really do have to wait on the Lord and be patient. Train yourself not to get involved. And when you master training yourself not to get involved and trying to go before him, that inexhaustible supply that you need will never run out. Like the lady with the oil, it just won't run out.
That's it.
It's good to have your plans And it's good to know what you need to do. But when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, if you master that, he will take care of you. He you will take care of you. Sure. Now, go ahead and confirm what I just said. Confirm.
Yeah. Give an example. The truth of the matter is, the thing about it is, God gave me a message one time that I had to minister. And the main line in the message was, the work is in the wait. You know, we think the work is our hands, going out, doing this, doing that. No, the work is in the waiting on the Lord. And he took me to a scripture in John where the disciples were asking him, what are the works? John 6:28. Mm-hmm. And they asked him, what must we do to do the work God requires?
Right.
Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has
come
sent.
Come on.
And then my apostle broke down the word believe one time, and it was so profound. Believing is so much. It's like believing his word. What did he say about your situation? What did God say about it? He said, wait on the Lord and endure. He said, and that he will supply.
Right.
But when you're doing everything yourself, that's not it, God. You don't even believe. If you don't believe his word, if you believe his word, then you believe that when he says wait, then he'll do it. So what she told us is that most people really don't believe.
That's the key.
Because if you believe, you would obey the word, and then you would operate in the word in every situation. So, the work is in the wait, the wait on the Lord. And people want, this society wants the microwave. They want it right now. Everything right now.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty sometimes. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I'm talking to myself. You want it right now, you're watching everybody, and social media has made it for you. Watching everybody's lives, seems like they're popping up. You've been doing this for years. Why hadn't this happened for me? I've been doing it for years. You told me this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But God said, but I have to break you. I have to mold you. I have to build you. I have to shape you. You're not like everybody else.
Right.
That you have to go through. There's a refining in the fire you have to go through. I remember one day I was crying out to God, like, God, I don't understand. You told me to do this. Why is it not working out? I don't see it changing. And God was like, because you didn't ask me to do what they asked me to do. You said you want to see the dead raised. You said you want to see people healed and delivered. It's a process you have to go through. It takes more time.
Right.
You're not them. The work most of the time is in the wait. Wait on the Lord.
And the power of his might. I'm telling you, girl, this is it. This is good stuff. And I love talking to other Christians who are just rooted in the word, because we are in a state of emergency. This world is not showing you that it's becoming depleted and you ain't gonna have nothing else but to wait on the Lord. You better get in practice right now.
That's it. People don't get it because we headed into the great tribulation, but people don't get it.
They
do not get it.
So when can we expect the project?
Oh man, I'm working on it now. We're at the final stages, so I'm praying before the third quarter we'll be able to get it out.
Okay.
But I'm really being God led.
Right.
I am. So I'm not in a rush. It's whatever God wants. It's a power-packed album. It's 14 songs. It's really whatever God wants. The plan is to have it out by the end of September, but we'll see what God wants to
do. That's right. That's right.
In the meantime, we're going to continue to minister the music that he's given me. My last album was full. I'm still ministering those songs. And I also minister the songs on this album. I've been ministering most of them for the last few years. Like, they're not old songs.
Right.
It's just what God wants for this time.
Right.
You know?
Right. And where can they connect with you on social media and purchase the single and your previous album?
They can go either to my website, www.kianacroot.com, or they can go to my social media. My YouTube page is, which is, my social media is Kiana Croot Music. That's Q-U-I-A-N-N-A. Last name, C as in cat, R-U, T as in Tom, E. And you can find me on all social media platforms with my full name, Kiana Croot or Kiana Croot Music.
You tear me up over here. Like, I'm just like, what? What? You're so intentional about your assignment. I'm just like, I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, wow. 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 Wow.
Yes, ma'am. It's important. It's the only reason I'm doing it. You know, I don't like to be in front of people. That's not my thing. You know, I didn't grow up saying I wanted to sing. And I didn't grow up, you know, like a lot of people. I don't even understand people who grew up saying they want to be a pastor. They want to be a prophet. They want to be a worship leader. They want to be a singer. Do you understand the warfare that comes behind those statements? Do you understand the stuff you got to go through that comes behind those statements?
They don't. And people don't share that part. You know, and it's in the Bible. It tells you, you know, you will have trouble. Okay.
Yes.
Jesus was clear about that. You will. Okay.
Hey.
You know, but be of good courage, and you better have that courage, because if you don't have the courage, you ain't gonna make it. But you know, the Bible says the endurer shall be saved. You got to endure some stuff.
Yeah,
I'm glad you even threw that
out
there.
Salvation with fear and trembling.
Come on. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they need to hear this. This is from people of experience in ministry. Okay, we're going to give it to you and be clear. And the difference between someone who is saved and someone who is not is the outcome. Okay, you can go through it and be victorious, or you can go through it and it can literally destroy you.
You
know, and so this is why you have those who can get through, like myself and Kiana, and then you have those who commit suicide, because it's that intense. And we used a key word, torment. You may not know, but this devil not playing. He's not playing. And so you can play Christian if you want. And I love when the sons of Sceva say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Kiana, I know. Nigeria, I know. But who is you?
Come on now.
Who is
Come
you?
Come on, you better say that. And I want to say this. You know, when you say go through and commit suicide, let's be clear. Killing yourself physically, but that's not just killing yourself physically. You can go through and commit suicide by killing your spirit. You can kill the call of God in your life by accepting compromise, by getting the life sucked out of you. Some people walking in this thing, singing in church, but they're dead on the inside because they compromise so much. They're traveling the world. They're singing gospel all over the world, but they're dead inside. Ichabod is stamped on the door because they've compromised to get what they're getting. And they're doing so many things to keep that thing afloat. But God ain't in you.
Come on.
God ain't with you.
Come on.
People are getting saved from your ministry. You go to heaven, God going to say he don't know you. Because God going to take care of the people.
Yes.
But do I know you, though?
Come on.
So you killed yourself spiritually.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't wait on God. You went and got it the way you wanted to get it. Because you wanted it right now. So death comes in different ways, spiritually and physically.
Yes. And that just reminds me of when the serpent said, did God surely say you will die? Okay. We can go to church right now.
Come on, man.
We can do it. We can do it. And that's the difference between someone who's saved, who interviews another saved individual, as opposed to someone who has no idea of what we're talking about right now. And I love the assignment God gave me to do just that.
Amen.
Man, sis, I love it. And, you know, I love our tagline represents. It says, we are where key players speak. And so welcome to the family of being a key player. And I am like a spiritual mobster. I'm like once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to prosper in your endeavors and as God gives you more songs or whatever he may call you to do, write a book, please consider us as one of your media outlets. It would be my honor to continue to share in your victories.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here.
You are more than welcome.